Welcome to the ALUX.com podcast, the place where future billionaires come to get inspired. Today's topic is 15 signs you're wasting your life away and how to fix them. Hello, ALUXers, and welcome back to this crucial Sunday motivational video. This is the wake-up call you've been waiting for. If in the last 3 Sundays we've given you specific, actionable insights into how to improve your situation, this one is a wake-up call. It's a checklist for you to benchmark against and see how you're doing. Every intelligent individual should be able to correctly assess their reality at any point, and we'll be doing it together today. By the end of this, you should realize you're either doing really well or your life hasn't yet started. Here are 15 signs you're wasting your life away and how to fix them. Number 1. Nothing seems fun anymore. Life is exciting. It's fun. It's colorful. At the same time, it can be boring, predictable, and colorless. Your goal is to spend more time on the side that gets your blood flowing than the other one. As a matter of fact, the only reason one spends time on the boring side is to allow themselves to spend more time on the fun and colorful side. The problem is, in this process, people get trapped on the side they don't want to be on, and the biggest indicator is when you've got nothing exciting lined up for you, or you can't even remember the last time you actually had fun. You go through life all serious and trying to play the game, only to realize at the end, you were so busy buried in the rule book, you forgot to enjoy the game while playing. Fun happens when you go into unknown situations. We always say you have to risk a bad meal to find an amazing one. You have to risk the failed relationship to be ready for the great one. If all you do is settle for microwaved food, for the work relationships, for the entertainment on Netflix, how is this you living? You're not. You're just surviving and going through the motions of what being alive is. Number 2. You feel trapped or lost. Do you have this feeling inside of you wanting to break free, to do things you really want to do, or even worse, have no idea why you are where you are, or have no idea where to go? You're in the limbo of your existence. You're not moving forward. You're just kinda stuck. On top of this vague feeling of being trapped, you find yourself complaining a lot. You have a lot of negative self-talk. Everything around you doesn't feel right, does it? You feel like you should be doing more or maybe keep up with the wave. You feel like you're lagging behind. Everyone you know is blossoming, getting married, having kids. But here's the thing, and we want you to repeat this to yourself until it becomes a part of who you are. Not every popcorn kernel pops at the same time. Your time isn't here yet. You're not ready to pop just yet. Figure yourself out first. Escape the cage and everything else will fall into place. Number 3. You always feel tired. If you're so smart, why are you always tired? Why is your body stressed? Why does your body feel weak? Why have you gained and lost the same 10 pounds 20 times in the last 5 years? What's the point of being stuck in a cycle that always leads you to the same place you started in? Truth be told, at this point, you've given up and you wear leggings or sweatpants everywhere you go, don't you? Yes, we know. You know the recipe. We know you should adjust your sleep schedule to stop drinking the beer, the hard alcohol, and the Red Bulls. You tell yourself it's all part of the process, that somehow the drugs alter your vibe. But just how much did you really get done? Stop romanticizing the things that factually make you feel like shit. You know what makes the feeling stop for good? Actually dealing with your shit. All this escape from it for 30 minutes at a time is making you miserable, and the worst part is, you already know all of this. We'll dive deeper into it in number 6. Number 4. You don't have a purpose, you just are. You feel uninspired. Not that you should sell all your possessions and build wells in Africa, but why are you here? What are you even doing? You're already alive and settled into this life. Now, why don't we do something with it? Something that makes you feel like you matter, but matter for yourself, not for others. What makes you feel like you're doing great? Do that. Everyone wants to cure the world, but they don't know they should start by curing themselves. Find something that makes you proud of doing. Get really good at it, and then show the world what you can do if you really put your mind and effort into it. Number 5. You had the same New Year resolution 5 years in a row and still nothing. Yes, New Year's resolutions are bullshit. People highly overestimate how much they can get done in a year, but massively underestimate how much they can get done in 5 or 10 years. This happens because they're stuck in the same New Year's resolution cycle. We've been hearing about your plans, but we haven't seen a visual. Somehow, you're never the reason why you're unable to achieve them, right? When asked about them, you often find yourself complaining, blaming, or making excuses. Looking back, don't you ever just wonder why you've never hit any of those New Year's resolutions? Why your goals remain only wishes? As with everything, it's a combination of two things: you and the recipe for achieving them. And the better the recipe, the higher the likelihood of you being able to make these goals reality. We've studied hundreds of thousands of successful people and how they manage to achieve their goals. We've used what we've learned for personal and professional growth. We put these recipes together in a premium learning experience called Goal Mastery, which will become available this quarter. Right now, it might be one of your last chances to get on the waiting list before the launch. Go to alox.com/goals and make sure you're on it. Those on the waiting list receive a special discount code from us, so make sure you don't miss out. Number 6. You find escapism in something that you know isn't doing you any good long term. You want to know a secret? Most people don't actually want to be happy. All they want to do is escape from pain and suffering, whatever form that takes in their life. Probably so do you. The common way people find themselves able to escape suffering is by indulging in something that offers them the escape they're looking for, even if it's just for a few hours. That's why you feel like you need a smoke break. It's not the cigarette, but the 5 or 10 minutes you spend disconnecting from whatever work you have to do. You even smile when you find the same type of behavior in other people in different forms. Drugs, alcohol, food, reality TV, adult entertainment, you name it. Sometimes you don't even feel the need for it, it's just that you're bored and you know a way to fill the time gap. As with everything of this nature, once you're done and look back on what you just did, there's a feeling of angst. It didn't feel right, did it? You're mature and smart enough to ask yourself, why in the world did I do that? Yet, the brain forgives and forgets until you do it again. The way to deal with this is to replace it with something that is beneficial in the long term. Feeling stressed? Instead of going for a smoke break, go for a run. Instead of jerking off, hit the gym. Feeling bored? Force yourself to work on your business. Get yourself addicted to the things that are propelling you forward, and you just crack the code to long-term success. Number 7. You have no friends or feel like a burden to those around you. It feels weird, doesn't it, to feel this way and know that to some degree it's kind of true. You still rely on other people to take care of you, although the time has long come for you to move out and be independent. A big wake-up call comes when you realize you don't have friends by choice, but by convenience. You are friends with these people because you work together. You were forced to go to school together, but outside of the bonding that came from mandatory attendance, you never really made other friends. This is a big red flag that screams, life is happening to you, not because of you. Flip that switch and start making life happen. Number 8. You waste a ridiculous amount of time on repetitive activities. The worst thing is you don't even take any more pleasure out of it. Here are a couple of them. See if you identify with any. You rewatch old TV shows not because they're super good, but because you miss the feeling you had when you first watched it. It's nostalgia. You keep stalking your ex, high school crushes, or people you don't know on the internet. You reorder food from the same 3 places. You hang out at the same cafe, at the same bar, and talk about the same 3 topics with the same 3 people you did back in the day. Your life is an endless cycle between waking up, driving to work, driving back home from work, going to the same supermarket. Can we just take a moment to acknowledge the fact that you now have a favorite supermarket? Come home, order food, spend 40 minutes trying to figure out what to watch while your food is getting colder, and then go to bed and repeat. If today starts looking a lot like yesterday, something's gotta change. Number 9. You think that people don't think highly of you. Everyone wants others to acknowledge them, to notice me, Senpai. But deep down, you believe there's nothing worth acknowledging. This is why you think people don't think highly of you. The truth is, this is a self-fulfilling prophecy. The less you think of yourself, the less others think of you. We become the person we believe others believe us to be. Cool, right? If this is the truth, then what's stopping you from using this concept in your favor? Start building obnoxious amounts of confidence and see the world open up at your feet. The immediate next step is to act in accordance with this new persona. What would confident you do in this instance? You see, your expectations don't align with your actions. If you want people to think you're interesting, you have to do interesting things. It's so fundamental, yet most people get it wrong. Number 10. You can't focus and your mind is tired. This isn't something most of you consider as a reason why your life is the way it is, but everything we do or not do starts as a choice or an idea inside that head of yours. Your inability to focus on something for more than a couple of minutes is what's keeping you from making the leaps you're hoping for. Just out of curiosity, since you began listening to this, how many times have you checked your phone? Some of you are probably on your phone right now. This is what's costing you progress. People think they're multitasking when in reality they're just taking away from what's bringing them value and throwing that focus into non-useful addictions. Your mind is your greatest asset, and you keep sabotaging it. You distract yourself with shiny objects, and because of this, it feels strained. It needs rest. That's why people end up depressed. Even the word itself comes from the notion of deep rest. Stop putting so much stress on your mind. Learn to find calm and to focus. Prioritize what is important and focus exclusively on that one or two things. In the short to medium term, things will start improving. This is exactly why our first premium experience is called Mind Mastery. In it, you're learning to take back your mind and use it for personal gain. Mind Mastery is available at alux.com/meditation right now. And if you use the promo code ALUXER, you can get 25% off at checkout. Number 11. Your life is a mess, quite literally dirty. Everything about your life is a reflection of who you are. Your life is dirty because you are dirty. Your home is dirty. Your relationships are dirty. It's not bringing you any pleasure the way it is right now, so why not try to change? After this video is done, clean up your environment for 10 minutes. That's all. Take 10 minutes and begin relocating those things to their rightful place. Then look back. If you are able to, in just 10 minutes, make that much progress, imagine what you can do in other parts of your life. It takes less than 10 minutes to order healthier food, 10 minutes to organize your tools. It takes less than 10 minutes to read a couple of pages every day, and you will if the book sits on your bed rest and isn't buried under all that garbage. The smallest progress is still progress, and progress makes you feel strong. It makes you feel like you're in control of your life, and this control expands to other parts of your life too. You can't clean your house if you can't clean your room, and you can't fix the world if you can't fix your house. So start small and build up from that. Number 12. Your love life is limited to self-love, but not by choice. People think the right person will magically show up at their doorstep the way Postmates does. Unless you fall in love with the Postmates delivery person, it's just not going to happen. Here's something we'd like you to answer. Do you like yourself? Objectively speaking, how can you be better than you are right now? Could you lose a couple of pounds? Could you replace the same 3 t-shirts? Maybe get a haircut or a shave? Maybe expand your interests outside of obscure subreddits and 4chan? Yes, we know. Women bad. Women gold diggers. You can calm down, okay? You don't have enough gold to worry about that anyway. And now this goes for women as well. If every man you dated was a douchebag, it's not them, it's you who's choosing to go out with a douchebag. What you probably lack is personality and a large enough sample size to improve your ability to act like a non-threatening human being and improve your decision-making process. The more you isolate yourself from the world, the less you'll be able to navigate it. Here's the truth on this one. If you're clean and making an effort, it's just a matter of time until you find someone that slowly begins to fit the hole you feel inside of yourself. Number 13. You find it hard to fall asleep at night. Speaking of the hole inside you, why do you stay up at night reliving imaginary conversations or moments of the past? We get it. You do it once in order for your mind to process a different course of action so you know how to act in the future. But your situation is different, isn't it? You're stuck on a loop. You keep reliving and wishing things turned out different. Well, they didn't, and that's a fact. The situation of being stuck in the past turns tomorrow into yesterday. That's a deeper concept that you're getting here for free that most of you will miss. Have you noticed how happy people can fall asleep quickly and early? You know how they do that? They work at making peace with who they are and that they can't wait to wake up because it feels so great to be them. The simplest way to fix this is to work out. You tire the body so it goes into auto-sleep mode. With your health steadily improving, you'll begin to think differently. You know how friends say you're not yourself when you're hungry? Well, it's the same with your health. If you're not healthy, the body doesn't give you the good stuff, so you're left depressed and dealing with the scars of your past because in that situation, the future is also filled with pain waiting for you. But health flips the switch on that. Number 14. You'd gladly trade your life with someone else. This entire piece was focused on signs someone is wasting their life, and the biggest one we could find is the notion you believe your life isn't enough and you'd be willing to trade it with someone else. This is a concept that has governed our thinking for the past few years. A person achieves happiness and inner success when they no longer wish they could trade their life with someone else. It took years of thinking, but we finally are at a stage in life where we genuinely wouldn't wish we could trade lives, because we love the one we're living so much. We don't need more money because we have enough. The love we get from our family is worth so much more than anything else someone could offer, and we're healthy enough to be able to go through life and enjoy it. The average person wants a million things. A sick person only wants one thing. This is something we've learned from Buddhism, and we've made it a priority to focus on only the most important things long term. We put all of this into goal mastery, by the way. Get to a point in life where you're so happy, so successful, feel so much love and gratitude that you never want to trade. Number 15. You believe your best years are behind you. The problem with having the peak of the mountain behind you is that the road ahead is only going down, and who wants to live in a world where tomorrow is worse than yesterday? This is a very erroneous belief, for the living part of life is measured only by what is ahead, and the lived part by what's in the past. Nothing is stopping you from making tomorrow better than yesterday but yourself. You don't need tomorrow to hit a peak, but in the words of Jay Gatsby, "My life, old sport, my life has to be like this. It has to keep going up." We only look back to see the positives, and we look forward toward the good things yet to come, for your life is just beginning. This moment right now is the first day of your future. Tomorrow isn't here, nor is the day after that, and how they find you, well, that's up to you. This was a great podcast today, wasn't it? Thank you for spending some time with us and taking another step toward improving the way you look at life. If you're hungry for more, you can always go to our website, alux.com, or subscribe to us on YouTube. The entire alux.com team wishes you a very productive day.